Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We have been digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, but for 1 month our church is focusing upon the Holy Spirit, and so for a while we will take our diversion into that topic and return to Matthew in a few weeks. So we're going to begin by looking at a passage in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 21, on the topic of spirit suppressants. It reads, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." Paul makes it very clear that the Christian life is a battle between the flesh and the spirit. In this passage above, words such as contrary and conflict make this clear. Victory is ours, says the Bible, like 1 John chapter 5. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. But the war continues here on earth for now. The Spirit has a part to play in this battle. In this and the next few articles and podcasts, we will focus on this section of Galatians and look at how we can cooperate with the Spirit. So, the first issue is to look at what prevents the Spirit from working. Imagine, all the power of creation is available to us, and we, puny as we are in comparison, are able to snuff out the Spirit's strength. How is this? Sin gets in the way of the Spirit's work. Paul gives us a list of less than healthy activities in this passage: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. Well, don't Christians commit some of those sins? Well, yes, all Christians do sin, but his point is that these should not be part of our lifestyle. He says at the end of that passage, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's about lifestyle. We once evicted these sins from the home of our heart. Should we now allow them to climb back in through the back window and take up residence in the spare bedroom? Certainly not. The Spirit commits none of these sins and cannot abide them. If we make excuses for our habitual sins, we prevent the Spirit from working within us because, basically, we love them more than Him. Are there any sins in your life that you are running away from dealing with? Do you make excuses for them? Blame them on your friends, society, your upbringing? We are influenced by the world, but surely we can be transformed by the Spirit. Determine today that the future will not contain the sins of the past. If necessary, seek out a good friend to talk about what is really going on in your life. The Spirit has the power to change you and then work through you. Let us not give in to sins as spirit suppressants, but instead let us open ourselves to a new life as spirit cooperants. Well, we'll go on to look at a bit more of Galatians 5 next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.